Judges split 5-5 in whether to reconsider a recent court order that effectively reinstated Wisconsin's voter ID law. That split left them one vote short of the majority needed. Writing for the five who did not want to reconsider the case, Judge Frank Easterbrook said Wisconsin's voter ID law was enacted in May of 2011. Wrote Easterbrook, quote, voters in Wisconsin who did not already have a document that Wisconsin accepts, a driver's license, for example, have had more than 3 years to get one. Easterbrook also said that the burden of getting a photo ID in Wisconsin is not materially different than in Indiana, whose voter ID law was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Writing for the five who wanted to reconsider the voter ID ruling, Judge Ann Claire Williams said the court should not have altered the status quo in Wisconsin so close to the election. It is simply impossible, Williams wrote, as a matter of common sense and of logistics, that hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin voters will both learn about the need for photo identification and obtain the requisite identification in the next 36 days. In a related development yesterday, Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board asked the legislature for $460,000 to fund a voter ID public information campaign. The GAB says it has TV ads ready to go, it just doesn't have the budget to pay for them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.